Hi everyone, my name is Chaim Sandler, and today we will be discussing the halachic ramifications of autopsies. The main source for the iser or prohibition of performing autopsies is learned out from a pasuk in Devarim that states that if a man was hanged for murder, you may not leave his body out overnight. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, or page 47a, states that just as hanging all night is a disgrace to the body, so too any action which constitutes as a disgrace to the deceased is prohibited. Another issue with performing autopsies is the multifaceted problem of not burying the dead. This includes not performing or delaying the positive commandment of burying the dead, violating the commandment mentioned earlier of not leaving the dead out overnight, along with a commandment that the body has to be buried as a whole, without leaving out even a small portion. Lastly, there is an issur brought down in Gemara, Avodah Zarah, and Nedarim that one may not derive any benefit from the dead. Rabbi Landau famously made an exception to this prohibition, that an autopsy may be performed if it directly contributes to the healing of another patient at hand. However, with this ruling, additional questions arise. In the 21st century, when communications are instantaneous on a global scale, a patient on the other side of the world could immediately benefit from the findings of an autopsy. Additionally, a corpse can be used to test the safety of medications, also directly benefiting a patient. With these issues and others in mind, general guidelines are recommended. The following rules are read directly from the book Jewish Bioethics by Rabbi Rosner and Rabbi Bleich. While no general sanction can be given for the indiscriminate surrender of all bodies to post-mortem examinations, the area of the sanction should be broadened to include tests on new drugs and cases of a reasonable suspicion that the diagnosis was mistaken. For autopsies under such conditions, too, may directly result in the saving of life. Any permission for an autopsy is to be given only on condition that operation is reduced to a minimum, carried out with the greatest dispatch, in the presence of a rabbi or religious supervisor if requested by the family, and performed with the utmost reverence and with the assurance that all parts of the body are returned for burial. Furthermore, just as it is the duty of rabbis to urge relatives not to consent to an autopsy where the law does not justify it, they are in fact religiously obliged to ensure that permission is granted in cases where human lives may thereby be saved. In the same way as the violation of the Sabbath laws in the face of danger to life is not merely optional but mandatory, so too rabbis must ensure that an autopsy is granted when it fulfills the above requirements. Another heter or leniency was pronounced by Rabbi Moses Feinstein that post-mortem needle biopsies of various organs are permitted by Jewish law, as long as the chest or abdomen are not opened. Such needle biopsies do not constitute a desecration of the dead, because such procedures are often performed on the living in order to ascertain the proper diagnosis of disease. Similarly, continues Rabbi Feinstein, to remove a sample of blood after death through a needle puncture for medical examination is certainly permissible. Lastly, postmortem peritoneoscopies, where the physician looks into a body cavity with an electric instrument, is also permitted, according to Rabbi Feinstein. This is MES in 5, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast.